This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A unique legal case is playing out in Concord this week. Andrew Hall, a prominent art collector, has accused a Ringe mother and son of selling him fake paintings. The defendants say the paintings are in fact real. A jury will need to decide who is telling the truth. NHPR's Todd Bookman has attended the first 2 days of testimony, and he joins us now. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Peter.
So this isn't the run-of-the-mill New Hampshire story.
No, this case involves a well-known art collector. It involves modern art. It involves prominent auction houses like Christie's and Sotheby's. And it also involves this family in Ringe, New Hampshire.
And the modern art here is 17 paintings by a deceased painter named Leon Golub. Andrew Hall, the collector, is suing because he believes they aren't actually by Leon Golub.
Correct. So in 2011, Andrew Hall bought these paintings from a 36-year-old man named Nicholas Gascard. Nicholas's mother, Laura Tan, was an art history professor at Franklin Pierce University at the time. In the late 1960s, she was actually a student of Leon Golub's. Leon Golub is not a household name. He made these very large-scale, kind of intense paintings. He scraped at the canvases. Some of the images were violent, scenes of torture, police brutality. Today, they sell for anywhere between $20,000 and $30,000 a piece. Hall, the collector, already owned other paintings by Leon Golub, and then he ultimately spent nearly $500,000 buying these 17 additional ones from the Gascards.
And so when did it emerge that these paintings may not actually be Leon Golub's?
In 2015, Hall was in the planning stages of an exhibition. He runs an art foundation and gallery space in Reading, Vermont, and he was going to have a public showing of the Leon Golub's that he owned. But when his assistants attempted to verify the names and the dates of the paintings with the people who run the estate of Leon Golub, which is apparently a standard practice, they responded that they didn't recognize some of these paintings, that some of them didn't even look like Leon Golub paintings. And all of the ones that they determined to be these likely frauds were the paintings that Mr. Hall had purchased from the Gascards.
Hall testified in court yesterday explaining this to the jury. What's he like?
Well, Hall's a wealthy man. He was a very successful commodities trader. His nickname on Wall Street is the Oil Bull. He's tall, he's thin, he's British. He was fairly concise on the witness stand. He says when he questioned the Gascards back in 2015 about where, in fact, they acquired these paintings from, he was told that they were found in a closet in Germany. A relative had passed away, and as the Gascards, Laura Tan and Nicholas, were cleaning out the apartment, poof, these 40 or so Leon Golub paintings were found rolled up in a closet. It was then revealed that the son, Nicholas, when he prepared these paintings for auction, for private sale, he, in fact, made up his own names and titles for these paintings. He also guessed what years they may have been painted. This is not standard practice, to be sure. And Hall says if he had known this story of how these Golubs came to be, if he had known that the titles were sort of conjured up by Nicholas Gascard, he never would have purchased them.
And what did Nicholas Gascard have to say about this?
Well, Nicholas spent yesterday afternoon and most of today on the witness stand. He's also well-spoken. And at times, it was certainly tense between him and Hall's attorney. Nicholas admits that, yes, there is no sort of formal documentation that these are authentic Leon Golubs. But he says Hall never asked for such documentation. He also testified that his own father, as well as his aunt, both of whom are deceased, that they were fans of Leon Golub paintings. And in fact, some of these paintings hung in his childhood home. Nicholas really worked to make the connection between his family and this painter, Leon Golub, because, you know, if there's this deep family connection, well, that would explain how so many of them were later found in a closet.
So he testified that these paintings are authentic.
Yes. But that's despite the fact that Golub's studio assistant and a scholar on Leon Golub have both seen these works and they describe them as likely frauds. They just don't look right, according to these experts.
Okay. So if Mr. Hall believes Leon Golub didn't paint these paintings, the question is, who did?
Yeah. That's an interesting undercurrent in this whole case. Mr. Hall, in his deposition, he stated that he believes Laura Tan Gascard, Nicholas's mother, painted them herself. She is an artist. She was a student of Golub's. She's accused by Hall of very much taking part in this scheme. And in court today, Nicholas Gascard was asked point blank, did your mother paint these works? He let out a loud laugh and said no, unequivocally. So
Okay. And has Loretan Gascard taken the stand yet?
Well, she was called late this afternoon, and her testimony is expected to continue tomorrow. The Leon Golub expert is also flying in from London to testify. Witnesses should wrap up Thursday, and then the fate of Hall and the Gascards will be with the jury. There's more than $500,000 on the line.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Peter.
That's NHPR's Todd Bookman.